Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah to your righteous name. Father God, we come on this Sunday afternoon, Father God, to bless you, to thank you, to glorify you, to magnify you, to praise you, to say thank you for everything that you have done already, to say thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now, to say thank you, Father God, for the things yet to be revealed by your power, by your glory, by your majesty. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name. And we bless your righteous name. Hallelujah. We come to lift you up on today, Father God. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God. And we ask that you would forgive us for where we have come short of your glory. Oh, Father God, wash us. Oh, Father God, thank you for your redeeming power. Thank you, Father God, for your graciousness. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we love you and we thank you, Father God, for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Father God, for the precious Holy Spirit. We say thank you for Jesus. We say thank you, Father God, for the body of Christ, the word of your power. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you that you are our Heavenly Father and you fail us not. There is no failure in you. Whole glory be to the living God. We thank you for another opportunity to come and to teach the word, to preach the word, to proclaim the word. We thank you for a voice to speak. We thank you for ears to hear. We thank you for a heart to receive and a spirit to obey you, Father God. It is well. It is well. It is well. Hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah to your righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, we pray for people all around the world today. Father God, those who are sick. Father God, those who are near death. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Those who are struggling, those who are grieved, those who are bereaved, those who are depressed, those who are in sin, Father God, have not turned to you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for the martyrs. We pray for those who are being, Father God, treated unjustly. Father God, we pray for the children. We pray for those in politics. We pray for our leaders and the fivefold ministry. Father God, we pray for our doctors and our lawyers. And Father God, we pray for all those in leadership capacities. We pray for the babies, the unborn babies. Father God, the mothers who are contemplating abortion. Father God, we pray that they would change their mind, Father God, and give the babies a chance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for those, Father God, children who are being abused and misused. Father God, we pray for devastation all throughout the land. But we realize that where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And so, Father God, we ask that you would release your glory and your healing power, your grace and your mercies upon the land. But Father, you said if your people called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then Father God, you promised to heal the land. And so we say thank you and we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you forever, 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 and forevermore. Bless our services on today. Father God, we're in you and you alone. We'll get the glory. Hallelujah. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified. And Jesus Christ is King. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We commit this service into your hands, Father. And we pray and thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done forever. Hallelujah. And ever and ever and ever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we like to say welcome, 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 welcome. Amen to our Sunday. Amen. This word service. Amen. In Jesus' name, where we come to decree and declare what thus saith the word of the Lord. Amen. In his word. And we thank God for the living word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, in Jesus' name. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Hallelujah. I am the apostle of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on today. We invite you to have a seat, amen, at the fellowship table, amen, where Jesus is about to be exalted and promoted, amen, in his name. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. You can meet us on this same platform at 6 a.m. in the morning. Amen. Glory be to God. And then we come back on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Time. Amen. And we also have a lot of other things going on in our ministry. Amen. We have an altar prayer. Amen. Where we pray three times a day. Glory be to God. Bible study. Hallelujah. And other such services. Amen. So we invite you to please come. Amen. And visit our website, amen, at lifewordjesusamen.org. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen, and amen, and amen. We want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes on today, amen, about the formula Jesus, the formula Jesus. Beloved, amen, the world, amen, is scratching their heads, trying to find the answer. Board meetings are taking place all around the world, in high places, in the King's Courthouse, in the White House, in leadership room, in board rooms. People are coming together. Our leaders are coming together. Our average citizens, our students, they're coming together to individually and collectively. They're coming with questions and questions on questions, questions they do not have the answers to, questions that they're still trying to figure out what to do. Glory be to God. And the question that they have is, what is the answer? What is the answer to violence? What is the answer to all of the sin and the turmoil and the devastation and the economic downturn and all the murderings and all of the evil and all of the hate? What is the answer to the world's dilemma? And so they're trying to, you know, figure out a way to make it happen, and it has not happened as of yet, amen, to the point that it needs to happen, beloved, because in all of the answers and the plethora of answers and situations and opinions and possibilities, they tend to omit the number one thing. And beloved, the number one is always going to be number one. if you make if you acknowledge number one as being number one or not, number one is still number one. Amen. So we want to, amen, talk to you. And this is a series. Amen. We're teaching a series. Amen. Today is part one. Amen. So we ask that you would follow us in our series. Amen. That we might find out the formula, the answer. Amen. To our situations today. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. We want to begin, amen, by giving you the answer. We want to begin by giving you the answer. Amen. And then we want to back up, amen, and build our case, amen, to support our answer. Amen. A lot of times, amen, we want to build up, amen, and give you the answer at the end, but we want to save you some time and give you the answer at the beginning. Amen. We want to come this morning to decree and to declare. We want to come this morning to declare and to decree, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Beloved, amen, glory be to God, amen. And it's a lot of people may ask, and it's a fair question. It is a very, very fair question. They may ask, what does it mean to say Jesus is Lord? Exactly what does that mean? Beloved, for Jesus to be Lord of your life means that Jesus is the ruler of your life. It means that you have decided, you have made a choice, to decree and declare that Jesus is the boss. He calls the shots. He is the master of your whole life, not partial life, not where you picking and you choosing what parts you would have him to rule in, but where you have fully surrendered that Jesus Christ, amen, is the master of your whole life. He is the one who has the authority. You have given him authority. You have given him control. You have given him power over your whole life. Glory be to God. He is the chief. Hallelujah. And beloved, he cannot be Lord of a part of your life. If Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. He must be given total control over your entire life, your whole life. Somebody says all of it. Hallelujah. Somebody says all of it. Hallelujah. Yeah, my God, I surrender. I surrender all. Amen. The songwriter sang a song. I surrender all. All to Jesus. Yes, I surrender. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be sharing several scriptures with you. Amen. Over this series. Amen. We want to encourage you. Amen. To get a paper and pencil. Write these scriptures down. We want to encourage you, glory be to God, to, amen, to meditate and study and research and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart pertaining to these scriptures. Amen, amen, and amen. In Jude, amen, the fourth verse, amen, glory be to God. And we know that Jude only has one chapter. Amen. So I don't need to say chapter one because there's only one chapter. And we want to take you to verse number four. Amen, beloved. And in, hallelujah, the New International Version, it reads, for certain individuals whose a condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immaturity and deny Jesus Christ as our only sovereignty and Lord. Jesus Christ is our only sovereignty. He is our only Lord. He is not
of you, a Lord where you pick and choose. He is not a Lord, the Lord with a small letter L, but he is the Lord with a capital L. Glory be to God. And beloved, and we see this, amen, even today. Even some churches today have false, ungodly teachers who have secretly slipped in, and they are twisting the Bible's teaching to justify their own opinions, to justify their life choices, and to justify their wrong behavior. And by doing this, they may gain temporary freedom, short-term freedom to do as they wish, but they will discover that in distorting scripture, they are playing with fire. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, you don't want to play with fire. God will judge them for excusing, tolerating, and promoting sin. Oh, yes, he is the judge. Oh, glory be to God. And, hallelujah, we must pay the piper. Beloved, many first century false teachers was teaching that Christians could do whatever they liked without fear of God's punishment. They had a light view of God's holiness and justice, particularly as it related to sexual relationships and wealth. But Paul refuted this same kind of false teaching, and we can read in more detail and study up on it in the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, glory be to God, starting with verse number 1. But beloved, even today, in this century, some Christians minimize the destructive consequences of sin, believing that how they live has little to do with their faith. But what a person truly believes will show up in how he or she acts. Those who truly have faith will demonstrate it by their deep respect for God and their sincere desire to live according to the principles of his word. Oh, yes, beloved. Oh, yes. People, you have so many leaders, amen, preaching and teaching on this radical grace, amen, saying that because of the grace of God, you can live any kind of way you want to live. You can make any type of choices that you want to choose. You can do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, funk it out. Amen. Expand it. Go for the gusto. Amen. That is okay. Glory be to God. Because, amen, that Jesus died for your sins, past, present, and future. So don't worry about the consequences. There are no consequences. Jesus already took your consequences. Live any type of way you want. Glory be to God. And what they are doing, glory be to God, is they are denying. They are denying the lordship of Jesus. They are denying the sovereignty of Jesus. Glory be to God. They are promoting a license for immorality. They are promoting a license for sin. Glory be to God that you're your own God and do what you want to do. Oh, glory be to God. But beloved, it's a terrible place. Amen. It's a terrible place. And we find so many teachers, and we find it expanding all on television and radio and on the pulpits. Amen. They are watering down the gospel. They're watering down, amen, the lordship of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God, where everybody's opinion is usurped above, amen, the scriptures and what the Lord has already, amen, demanded and commanded and written. Amen. It is written already. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, we see too much of this glory be to God, where people are putting in their own opinions above the written word. Glory be to God. And wrong behavior, knowing what they do is wrong, knowing it's wrong before they do it, glory be to God, and figure they'll do it and repent afterwards, or do it and don't repent at all, because it's not necessary to repent. So, glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. It is a terrible thing to play with fire. It is a terrible thing to play with God's fire. It is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. And I'm telling you, glory be to God, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Beloved, Paul even goes deeper in the book of Romans, amen, that when we give our life to Christ, does that mean we sin on purpose? Does that mean we deliberately do, amen, and live funky lives? And glory be to God, and practice sin. Well, because we say we are saved, he comes back and says, God forbid. Glory be to God. Because you are saved, now you have the power, amen, not to do what you used to do. You now have the power, amen, to tell your flesh no. You now have the power, because greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. Glory be to God. Beloved, whenever a believer sins because they want to sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cannot water down the lordship of Jesus. Cannot. Amen. Pick and choose what areas of our lives that we want to give Jesus control over. We can't say, Lord, you can have this part. Amen. Take care of my children, but I'll take care of my money. Glory be to God. Take care of my home, but I'll take care of my sexual life. No, beloved, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He is the formula. He is the answer. He is the victory. He is the secret. He is the breakthrough. He is the manifestation. We must surrender all to Jesus. So, glory be to God. And beloved, this is what was happening, amen, with the new first century Christians, and we still see it happening today. Broader and broader and broader. People are doing whatever they want to do, whatever sexual preference they want to walk in, whatever they want to do with the unborn babies. Not only are they killing the unborn babies, they're killing the babies that are alive too. They just will do whatever they want to do, amen, and think it's okay because somebody told them that Jesus died for your sins, past, present, and future. There's radical grace that is trying to pull Jesus down from his throne, pull Jesus down from his lordship. Beloved, let me tell you right here, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the master, and you must make a decision. You can have this or you can have that. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But you must make a decision, amen, to surrender. And we see this happening, beloved, in where most people, amen, in Christianity, we find out that so many of them are carnally minded. Carnally minded. The Bible says when you are carnally minded, you have become an enemy to the cross of Christ. So what happens? They made the confession. They made Jesus Christ their Lord. They accepted Jesus in to be Lord and Savior, but they never followed Jesus. They're not following Jesus. Jesus is not your Lord if you are not following him. Amen. He must lead you. He is leading you in the way to go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me. We don't lead him. He leads us. So, glory be to God. Jesus cannot be Lord over your life if you're fighting and tugging with him. Amen. He's showing you which way to go, and you want to show him what you want to do. Glory be to God. He cannot be Lord over your life if you do not submit and surrender, beloved. This is what it means to be saved. See, glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. And unless we get it right, a lot of people are going to be very, very surprised when they see Jesus, because you will see Jesus, because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When they see Jesus and hear the words of the Lord saying, depart from me. I know you not. Your work was of iniquity. Why? Because you never followed Jesus. How can Jesus be your Lord if you're not following him? How can Jesus be your Lord if you're not giving him access to your life to direct you, to lead you, to guide you, and to instruct you in the way that you should go according to his will? It is the will of God for the glory of God. Glory be to God. No, beloved, we don't run the show. See, we don't run the show. When you say Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, your Savior, he saved you from your sins. Oh, glory be to God. He redeemed you from your sins. Your Lord, meaning he is your boss. He is your master. You have surrendered total control, total authority. Jesus has total power over your life. That's what it means that Jesus Christ is your Lord. And beloved, if you're not there, you need to stop saying it because it's making you a liar. If you say Jesus Christ is Lord over your life, but you're not giving Jesus, amen, total control, if you're still, amen, trying to struggle with him, beloved, let me tell you, your arms are too short to box with God. Huh? Look, the Bible says, no liar shall inherit the kingdom. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Stop saying Jesus Christ is your Lord and you don't want to obey him. When God, you have given him total authority, that means you obey him if you understand it or not. You obey him if it makes sense or not. We walk by faith and not by sight. He said in his word, if you love me, you will obey me, period. Glory be to God. Is he your Lord? I didn't say, have you given Jesus control over part of your life? I said, have you given him control over all of your life? I mean, you have committed all things unto him. Not just your family, not just your goals and your destiny and your health and your money, glory be, even yourself. He tells us in Romans chapter 12, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Glory be to God. Jesus, God is everywhere. He's past, present, and future. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So he was there in the beginning. Glory be to God. He is already there in the end and in all in between. He fills all space and time. He already knows what's going to happen before it happens. And he's trying to lead us and direct us and maneuver us through those tight places, through those dangerous places, through those harmful and devastation places. But he can't do it if we're trying to lead him. We can't do it if we picking and choosing the days that we want to obey God. If we're picking and choosing the situation that we want to obey God. When we want to obey God when it's convenient. Nah, it'll never work. He is not your Lord. As beloved, so this is what the world is seeing. They're trying to come up with formulas. How can we stop the violence? How can we stop the devastation? How can we stop the turmoil? How can we stop it? You can't get an answer if you don't include Jesus. Beloved, because Jesus is the answer. What the world is omitting with all your education and your PhDs and your doctorates and your college degrees and all your certificates and everything else that you got going for you, huh? Glory be to God, that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. And this is why the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 3. It says, therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, somebody, come on, come on. Can I hear you give God some praise on this morning? Glory be to God. Beloved, there's a certain religion going around, glory be to God, and they say they believe in Jesus. The Muslims say they believe in Jesus. Other religions say they believe in Jesus. Matter of fact, beloved, just about all religions, if you really, really listen to them, they say they believe in Jesus. Huh? Other than atheists. Now, the atheists might be, hallelujah, the only ones, but everybody else say, hallelujah, they believe in Jesus. Huh? But they don't believe, hallelujah, in the Jesus of the cross. Hallelujah. This is why, amen, we read, beloved, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 4. Amen. It says, for if he that comes preach another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with them. You see, beloved, they talk about Jesus, but it's another Jesus. Oh, they believe in Jesus, but it's another Jesus. It's not the Jesus who died on the cross. It ain't that Jesus. It's a Jesus, amen. It's not the Jesus, amen, who went down into hell for 3 days and rose again early on that Sunday morning, that resurrection Sunday. We call it Easter. It wasn't that Jesus. They believe in Jesus, but not that Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, beloved. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, amen, he is the Lord. Beloved, anyone can claim to speak for God. And the world has many false teachers. Oh, my God, you better guard your ear gates. And you better not believe everything you hear. You better, amen, prove the word with the word. You better check the word with the word. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. Paul gives us a test to help us discern whether a messenger speaks for God. Because everyone claims they speaking for God. Some people claim they hear from God every 15 minutes. God speaks more frequently to them than they hear from their spouse and their children. God is just rapping with them. You know some people like that? I heard from God, huh? Every 15 minutes, they got a fresh word from God. You better be careful. Remember Sam? Amen. I forgot Sam's name. Amen. The guy in New York that went around. Amen. And they finally caught up with him after he had murdered. Amen. All of those people in New York a couple years ago. Remember that one? Well, guess what he said when they caught him? Amen. That he had heard from God. And God was telling him who to go around and kill. Beloved, the Bible says there are a lot of voices out in the world. You better be careful who's speaking into your life. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says, try them and know them by the Spirit. Glory be to God. Spirit, tested spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people, beloved, you need to know. You need to know. With all these voices and everybody got a word and everybody got a message and everybody got a thought and everybody got an opinion and everybody got a bright idea. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, which one of these people are talking, amen, by the voice and the direction of God. How do you know? Well, the Bible says it's not his will for us to be ignorant. Beloved, hallelujah. And Paul has helped us out, amen, so that we will not be ignorant, because God's people perish for lack of knowledge. And so Paul gives us the acid test here. This is how you know, beloved, if a person is speaking for God or not. Paul makes it very plain here in, amen, this third verse. Does that person, does he or she confess Jesus Christ as Lord? Now, that's the first question. Does this person confess Jesus Christ as Lord? No. They don't believe like that. No, they're not talking from God. And they ain't talking from God. I'm sorry. You sound good. What you're saying sound good. I hear you. Yeah, it makes sense. But you ain't talking from God. Why? Because you're not confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're coming with your own theories. You're coming with another God, but not the God with the big G. Huh? I serve the God with the big G. Huh? And the little G can't usurp the big G. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, do not, accept the words of all who claim to have a message from God. You hear what I'm saying? You have to test their credentials. God gives you permission to test a person's credentials. You will know them by their fruit. Huh? Oh, baby, you can't be no fruitless Christian. You can't be no fruitless Christian. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit produces fruit on a daily basis. Glory be to God. You have to test that person's credentials by finding out what they teach about Christ. What do you believe? What do you teach? This is what I want to know. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. When we would go out, amen, we'd go out and in the missionary field and glory be to God, we would witness the people and go out and let them know that Jesus is Lord. Huh? And then just about everybody that I talked to, amen, they went, yeah, miss, yeah, I know him. Yeah, I know God. I know the man upstairs. I said, okay. So I stopped for a minute. I said, okay. I said, let's have a word of prayer. Sometimes they hesitate. Sometimes they don't. I said, now, before we go into prayer, I want you to repeat this before we go into prayer. They said, okay. I said, I want you to say Jesus is Lord. Sometimes they can say it. Sometimes they can't. You want to know why they can't say it? Because he's not Lord. He's not Lord of their lives. That's the test right there, beloved. It's so simple, we make it difficult. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God says he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And this is why we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 11. It says, for in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom. I want you to underline that word, eternal kingdom. It's not a temporary kingdom. It's an eternal kingdom. It's not a kingdom built by men, built with bricks and mortar. Huh? No, this is the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who will be abundantly supplied to you. Somebody say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Romans 14 and 9. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and both of the living. This is why Jesus came. This is why Jesus was always here. Jesus wasn't born in the manger through the Virgin Mary. See, he was born in the manger, but Jesus existed before his birth. Huh? He always was. When we look in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, huh? And when God spoke and said, let us create man in our image, who do you think God was talking to? His God is not schizophrenic, my beloved. He was talking to Jesus. Glory be to God. And Jesus, amen, when the first Adam, amen, messed up in the garden, amen, when he bit of the forbidden fruit offered to him by his wife, Eve, see, and sin entered into the world, see, and Satan committed high treason, and he tricks Eve, and Eve, amen, seduced her husband, amen, and God had given Adam the command, amen, not to eat of the forbidden fruit, and Adam did it anyhow. And that was the entrance of sin into the world. See, but the first Adam messed up, but God sent the second Adam. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. God sent the second Adam, Jesus, amen, told the Lord, amen, prepare me a body. Lo, I'll come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Jesus walked down 40 in 2 generations. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And into this world, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus came. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. To redeem us. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And this is why the scripture tells us in our verse, to this end Christ died and lived again. For this reason, Jesus died on the cross. Glory be to God. And that was a setup, by the way. Amen. Glory be to God. But he still lives. And he lived 3rd day. The same spirit that resurrected Jesus out of the grave is the same spirit that lives in you and me if you are a believer. That Jesus might be Lord. I want you to underline the word Lord. He's Lord of the dead and how and the living. Well, you might say, well, how can Jesus be Lord of the dead? Beloved, amen. Why? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Baby, let me tell you something. When you transition this world, when Jesus is in your heart, glory be to God, you just alive. You as much alive as the family you left behind. You hear what I'm saying? Well, you don't die in Christ. You live in Christ. Glory be to God. Somebody say Jesus Christ is Lord. Somebody say Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:5 says this. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Romans 10:12 says, for there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. You hear that? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. He's the answer. He's the answer. He's the formula. He's the antidote. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to close on this because we're going to do a series. Amen. This is just part one. Amen. We're going to pick this up. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week, Lord's willing. But we want to leave this with you here. In St. John chapter 13, verse 13, it says, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. Ah, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Jesus says, yeah, you're right. I am Lord. Hallelujah, I am Lord. Hallelujah, and every knee is going to bow. Hallelujah, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. I come, amen, with a simple gospel message on today. Beloved, Romans 10:9 says this. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. And verse number 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus is Lord, and everyone, I don't care what your background look like, I don't care what your history look like, I don't care where you've been or what you did and who you was with, I come to tell you there's power in the name of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I come to tell you, it is not God's will that any soul be lost. It is not God's will for you to live without Jesus. It is not God's will for you to die without Jesus. Jesus is the antidote. All you got to do is call. All you got to do is call on the name. When you call on the name of the Lord, you're going to get an answer. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. When you call on the name of the Lord, God will hear you. God will answer you. God will rescue you. Our God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Beloved, Jesus is the answer. Stop trying to work this thing out on your own intellect. Aren't you tired by now? Stop trying to work this thing out on your own strength. You're not strong enough. Stop trying to figure this thing out by your own intellect. You're not smart enough. Glory be to God. If you would just believe and receive, open up your heart and confess your sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And accept Jesus in. He's not going to bogart his way in. He's not going to knock the door down. Hallelujah. But he's standing at the door and he's knocking. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will open, he said, I'll come in. I'm coming in. Glory be to God. And as far as the east is from the west, I'll wash away your sins and remember them no more. Glory be to God. I give you an appeal this morning. Will you come to Jesus? Come to Jesus. If the choir was singing this morning, I would have them be singing right now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will forgive you. He will wash you. Glory be to God. Because Jesus, he is Lord. He is Lord, beloved. And the scripture says that one day soon and very soon, glory be to God, every knee, somebody say every knee. I didn't say the white man's knee. I didn't say the black man's knee. I didn't say the female's knee. I didn't say the children's knee. But I said every knee. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Beloved, you can kneel now or you can kneel later. But you best believe you're going to kneel. Glory be to God, because he is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is the formula. Why don't you invite him in? Glory be to God, so he can bring some peace in your life. Why don't you invite him in so he can bring some joy in your life? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Why don't you invite him in so he can bring some healing in your life? He is the healer. Why don't you invite him in, amen, so he can bring some increase in your life? Hallelujah. Why don't you invite him in? Hallelujah. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. That the world is looking for, that the world needs. Jesus is the answer. Jesus Christ is Lord. Will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord yes? Amen. I want to lead you into a prayer on today. It's a simple prayer. It's a short prayer. But if you repeat these words and you mean what you say, hallelujah, God's going to come in and save you. It is the greatest miracle in the universe. How God actually, amen, swoops you up out of Satan's kingdom and adopts you into his in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner. I come confessing my sins before you. Forgive me for breaking your heart and walking in my own way. By faith, Father, I receive the word of God as it was ministered today, and I invite Jesus to come in and live in my heart, to rule and have dominion and authority in my life as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Father, now I ask that you will help me to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and that my name is confirmed in the book of life, and I am saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a praise. Come on, let's give God 20 seconds worth of praise. The angels are rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just as saved right now as somebody that's been walking with Christ for the last 50 years. You just as saved. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Send us an email. Glory. Send us a text. Amen. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ today. We want to pray for you, pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Send you out some literature. Amen. To help you to grow into your full maturity. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. While you're there, check out our itinerary. We pray three times a day. Amen. On our prayer altar. Amen. We have Bible study. We have our own TV streaming. Amen. Glory be to God. All the social media platforms. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to help you. Amen. To grow so that you might know. Amen. Without a doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. And grow in that formula. Amen. That Jesus formula. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring perfection. Amen. And excellence in your life. Amen. While you're there, amen, we ask that you would hit the amen, the donate button. Amen. Glory be to God. And sow a seed into the word of God on today. Sow a seed into God's word, amen, because God promises, amen, a return, amen, on the seed that is sown by faith into good soil. And to God be praise, glory, and honor, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. So again, that's lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pick up here on next week, Lord's willing, as we will continue in our series. Amen. On the formula, Jesus. Amen. He is the formula. Thank God. Amen. Albert Einstein, sir, he solved a lot of formulas, didn't he? Amen. People are still inventing, amen, bright and brilliant formulas, and we applaud these men and women. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, that there's a formula above all formulas. There's an answer above all answers. Amen. There's a king above all kings. There's a lord above all lords. And there's a God above all gods. Amen. In his name, amen, it's Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Father God. We say thank you for this service today. Thank you for your word going forth and will not return unto you void. Thank you, Father God. God, we say thank you. God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. And we say thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercies and thank you for your formula. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. As we decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is expelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. We'll be back again on the same platform tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Come on back. Amen. And bring somebody else back with you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This is Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Everybody have an awesome, wonderful, glorious, victorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Walk in the formula. Because the formula is the answer. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.
Darkness.